David Hanlon wrote to me and said that he was not going to be at this convention and that he wanted me to chair this meeting. So I'm doing the best I can to do that. And he said basically that he just wanted to continue the discussion of how this committee should function and how it should try to get some money and work on the sound, the assisted listening device system, and whether we should do something else besides that. Now, Mike had a sample of the multi-channel receiver. Do you want to show that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have it. Sure.
Yeah.
Is that's the one that you showed me in the coffee shop? Is that correct, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I
want. Pass it around.
Yeah, just pass it.
I have it here.
My reaction to it was that it doesn't have a stop, so you can just turn the channel knob continuously, like on the old television set.
Yeah. Oh, analog. I got it. Yeah.
Turn it.
Yeah.
When you get to channel 13, it goes back to 2, and it keeps on going.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't tell what channel you're on.
Oh, so that's not good, is it?
So that I would rather have it so that some kind of way you could tell which channel.
Stop. Yeah.
I sent a message to
Phil.
I got this from Huston. There is another version.
Is this supposed to be on, Mike?
Supposed to be what?
On?
One, no, it's on.
It
I
is?
One is on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm also going to see if there...
Very simple.
If the detents are supposed to be some mushy feeling.
Yeah. They are pretty mushy.
Oh, it's not clear.
Well, what he's saying is that you'd rather have a more firm claw when you turn.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
And it has this thing on instinctive in your pocket or whatever.
Right.
And it just, and then all it has is an off on volume.
Very simple with this blood. Not complicated.
So it doesn't have the, like some of the. The ones like we have, like the California Council has, have the microphone part on them, but these don't.
Right.
It's not usable for personal.
Right.
As a personal. What do you call
listening
it? Personal
device.
Aid.
Right.
Yeah. Here, David. Well, I think it's supposed to be. It's an 8-channel. It's an 8-channel receiver. So you could have.
It's on now.
So you could have different devices, different transmitters in the CD room for the general session, and in this room and the one next door for breakout sessions at the same time.
Yeah.
And you could switch your receiver to
right.
To
so is it cheaper? It should be cheaper than if it doesn't have the external mic. Is that correct?
I don't know. Well, these don't. I don't have. This doesn't come with an external.
This does not. Yeah, this is not,
right,
does not have.
I'm saying
that
since it doesn't have an external mic, it should not be as expensive as if it did.
Well, but then on the other hand, it has multi channels.
Well, sure.
And
the
so
ones we have here are just one channel.
Whatever channel they're broadcasting on.
Yeah. So you can actually. I mean, actually, at ACB, I've actually been in a situation where. I could hear two of them on different channels, different rooms.
There is a plug for headset.
Right.
Like
there's just an offline volume.
There's just an offline volume, and then the channel switch.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
It.
Yeah.
That's all there is. Mike, how much was this?
$130.
Just for one?
For one.
Rip off.
That's Williams.
They probably made one at a time or something.
Oh, no,
probably
really
not.
Know.
They're probably not mass produced. That's what I'm saying.
Mel, I don't know.
That looks pretty mass produced to me.
I think it's more of just selling to a small market.
Is that the same company that produces an SBCD?
Yes.
Yeah,
Centrum?
It really works great with the SBCD transfer.
Yeah.
It does almost so well with the CCDs.
Why is that? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's because it's transmitting off frequencies so much. I don't know why.
That would seem like a reasonable explanation.
Oh, Roger.
Yes.
You know how I was telling you that my neck loop had a...
Donna, let me give this back to Mike. Thank you.
My neck loop had a sizzing sound.
Yeah.
I figured out how to solve the problem.
How?
I put the box in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
When I put the box in my pocket, the sound went away.
Where did you have it before?
Just hanging down.
I think
as long as it's hanging down.
Well, you know, one of the things about these things is that the earphone cord or the cord going to your neck loop is also functioning as the antenna.
Yes.
So if you get bad, there was a time yesterday when I was getting kind of poor reception, noisy reception, and I moved the cord around and it made a difference. I found a place where it was pretty quiet.
Well, that sizzing sound drives me nuts.
Oh, you mean that?
Well, but it's a short drive, Donna.
it
might even be walking distance.
Sometimes they put the transmitters on the ground.
Well, you know, I'm wondering if it's because we sit pretty close to the mic. To the speaker, and I noticed that when I got really close to the speaker, even if it was in my pocket, it was like, so maybe we need to sit. I need to sit back farther.
Speakers may
but since I put it in my pocket, it worked. So, but although I did notice that the first time I did it, I was clear in the back of the room, and it was still doing it.
I was in the back of the room last night. I thought that was almost it before.
I was disappointed when I went to the restroom.
Yeah, I think they put the transmitter.
Yeah, you can't hear in the restroom.
Couldn't hear it.
Yeah, no, it cuts it.
Some places.
As soon as we make that right hand turn.
Yeah, some places I've been.
Yeah.
You could go to the restroom and still be listening.
It'll still be hearing,
yeah.
Well, now, are we having any success at finding someone to back us up with purchasing these items?
I haven't
been able to go to any of the meetings.
I haven't heard anything.
And I'm considering taking myself off of this committee because I feel like that I'm not doing any justice, because when David schedules the meetings, they're when I can't go.
Oh, the telephone meetings?
There are conflicts for myself.
Our meeting, this meeting.
Well,
I mean, he just says, well, it's going to be on blah, blah, blah,
time. We have to change
it. Every time he's done it, it's been on a day that I can't do it.
One of the things that I'm learning to do as a membership chair is that I have to poll people.
Exactly.
Because what happens is that the conferencing center is taxed. And it's scheduled, so I have to poll people to find out when they're able to do a meeting, because other groups are using this service, and there are conflicts. It's really hard. It's not easy to do.
Well, we have, and we're on other committees besides.
I'm using the one that that allows three-way service, three-way call. It doesn't cost you anything if you have a flat rate, but it's through CCB. You have to call in. You have to call in a number.
Uh-huh.
But with this particular committee that I'm on, Donna has to be a part of it because that's how it's run.
So it's the 712 number?
Yes.
Donna, see, that's the one Donna signed up for.
Right.
She's and she's got the
right
password.
Right. That's correct. I have a...
We signed Bernice up for one. Okay. So
I think if David is having trouble finding space on the conference schedule, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He should contact me because... Or, yeah, contact me because we have a conference system on SVC, but the SVCE has a conference system.
Yeah, we spend money for... Our local chapter, we spend money for one. It's called One Box.
I've heard of it.
And it has an 800 number.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I don't know. Do you know, Mike, if the 800 number is limited in area coverage? Can you be anywhere and use that 800 number? Mike?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay.
So how does this work, Roger? You go to a room.
It's like the one you're using. It's just got a number you dial into.
You go to a room, and that's where the conference can reside. Is that how it works?
Well, as far as I know, there's just one. It's just one conference line with the 800 number we have, but it also gives us an email box.
There's another one that I know of and that I use. It's for this job immersion thing, and they have a box, but they call it when you dial in. They have a menu, and they talk about these various rooms that you can enter into, and that's where the conference call takes place.
Now this one, when you dial the 800 number and the ID code, it just puts you into the conference.
If you were asking me a question, Dave, I'm back.
Okay, Roger, what was the question you asked Mike?
So I think Dave was talking to me, and I had to change the battery.
Oh, I see. No, I think I was the one who asked the question.
Yeah, Roger was trying to get. I was trying to get you for Roger.
I was. What was it? I was asking you.
It had to do with the calling.
Something about.
Oh, about the area code.
Can you be anywhere? Do you know how far the 800 number for our One Box account goes?
Do I know what?
Can you be anywhere in the United States and call the 800 number for our One Box account for our chapter?
Should work anywhere in California.
Well, it depends on, there are 800 numbers that work in just in local areas. There are 800 numbers that work in the state. 800 numbers that work everywhere, and so on.
Well, I'll have to test it because I don't know.
Yeah, the reason that's why I asked, because all of us in the chapter are local.
So how much are you paying for that?
I think it's 29. It's a flat. It's 29.
Is it?
29.90, something like that a month for 2 hours a time.
And how often do you guys use it?
Use it mainly for our monthly board meetings.
At least once a month.
So if our committee wanted to do this, would that work for us?
Well, if we use it more than the flat rate, well, they'll discharge us.
No, I don't know.
They won't cut us off.
Right. So we'd have to see. We'd have to figure that out. But there are lots of, even on the one that Don is on, you can sign up for another line. All you have to do is log in and sign up. And get a password and all that, man.
No extra charge?
Yeah, I have a...
There's no charge.
Yeah, I have a pass when I run the meeting. I have a password.
Well, then we should stay with that.
Yeah, but it's for the membership committee. I don't know that I can use this password for this
committee. I see.
So I don't know any more about this than just that Donna has this.
But you said Donna has to be involved.
In terms of...
If you have the password.
In terms of the password part, I mean, she, what I'm getting at is the administrative part. Yeah. She has to be with me on the call. I don't think she has anything to do.
She's the moderator.
Well, on this...
She can be the moderator or I can be the moderator. It doesn't matter.
Well, whoever is the moderator
right.
has to put in the four-digit code
right.
after the...
Right, after the pound sign.
In fact, sometimes if you dial in when there's no one else on it and say, if you're the moderator,
right.
put in the four-digit code.
Right.
Otherwise, tough nuts.
That's right.
Wait until
right.
the moderator...
Moderator comes.
Yeah.
yeah.
But with that service that Donna uses, there's also a web presence, and Donna can see on the web how many lines are in use.
Oh,
and stuff.
That's what it is. That's why.
And so when we do board meetings with executive sessions, she watches to see who's online.
But I don't like that one because you when you call in, I think that's the one. You call in, but you don't know who's... usually, the one that we used to have, Roger, remember, you'd call in, and then you'd have to say your name, and then it would announce to the people that are already there who the person comes, person comes in.
Well,
but that one doesn't do that.
Well, this one, the Donna's on it, you can
you
set it to
say
do
your
it.
Name, yeah.
Yeah, but you can set it to do it.
Not, yeah. But it usually does say your name. Now say your name.
Because I think that's the one.
The person who's moderating the call can just toggle that off and on and off.
So I wonder if I could talk to Donna maybe and see if we could use, if we could borrow that as an alternative.
But isn't that the one you said was... What's the problem? That it's too busy?
Well, I think that's the one that's really used. Yeah, I mean, I get the impression that that's the one that everybody seems to use.
So what I'm saying is you could just get yourself another. You could just go into that. I think it's called free conference call.
That's correct. That's what it is. Yeah.
And get yourself your own line.
Yeah. So I don't have to pay anything.
I just did it for Bernice.
Okay.
And then it'll be the same phone number, maybe, but it'll be a different
code.
Okay, that's something to think about. But I think it might serve our purpose if we can schedule meetings.
We should still schedule it.
Right.
We should still agree on...
Thursdays are bad for me. That's why I need to get off the...
Thursdays and Tuesdays.
We don't want you to get off.
No, we don't want you off. We don't want you off.
Because I haven't been able to come to a meeting, and I'm not giving you any feedback.
Here's the deal. I'm a GDC member, and unfortunately, because of the membership committee, I had to miss these two meetings, the last two phone call meetings. And the reason I had to miss them was because I was trying to do a lot of things for the council, and I just didn't have time. I mean, it happens. Stuff happens. It's not anything that I did on purpose. It just happens. So, I mean, I'm not going to drop being a member of that committee because of that. It's just that the schedule is such that it's hard.
No, I don't.
If we all have email, maybe we should do something.
You know, well, there is some.
Well, email is good up to a point, but then you really need a point where you can discuss things.
You can use. We were talking about Facebook.
No, I don't even know anything about Facebook.
You could do that.
I don't even know how to go into it.
It really won't make much difference if you say, well,
the
if
telephone.
If we set a meeting and I can't make it. Well,
it's
I can't participate.
Well, I'm active
sort of like,
different degrees.
Sort of like saying if you want to participate, there's a meeting schedule.
Well, I'm active to different degrees on different committees that I'm a member of, and I you know, I just accept that. In some committees, I'm more central than I am on others.
Yeah, I'm getting to that point.
And so, like, I'm on the Internet Information Access Committee of ACB, and I don't do all the stuff that some of the other members do, testing websites for Google and things like that.
And I'll tell you, as I get going here, it's a lot of work. So don't be discouraged.
I think maybe what Dave might want to do is say, send an email, okay, I want 3 days.
Yeah, what he should do, and you're right,
yes,
Mike, he should actually...
Exactly. Poll us.
Yeah, he should
that's
actually
what's frustrating
poll us.
Too, because he'll just say, the meeting's going to be on this day and it's going to be on that time.
Right.
Well, give us a couple options.
Yeah, he's got to give us some choices. He's got to give us choices. Because not everybody can make it on a Wednesday, or not everybody can make it on a Friday, or not everybody can make it on a Monday.
Well, see, I'm a committee for... Gene Zotto is the chair. I'm on the do the hotels and stuff. Well, he did the same thing. Yeah. But he did it on a day, on a Monday, on the fourth Monday of the month, and I absolutely cannot do it on the fourth Monday.
Yeah.
So I did send him an email. I said, do it on any other Monday that you want to do, but please don't do it on the fourth Monday unless you absolutely have to.
No, I don't. You know, I can't do the third one.
Yeah, I know. See, that's
the
problem.
Maybe I should ask David if he doesn't really have the time to take care of this thing.
Yeah.
To try to accommodate everybody, I can ask him if I can take one.
Well, is he pretty...
Talk to Donna and find out how the conference system works.
Mike, is David pretty taxed?
I'm sorry?
Is he pretty tasked with his job? Is it a deal where he's working 24-7 now?
Yeah, I understand that.
No. What I'm asking you is that what his issue is? Is he working all the time?
I don't really know. Okay.
Well, there was something specific about this conference.
He has some sort of tax difficulty now, which is one of the reasons why he couldn't come to
me. Well, then he's been working heavily with that bill to keep them so that they won't have to do the...
So they wouldn't have to sell anything healthy?
Right. I'm sure he's been involved with that heavily.
Yeah, but he's had some... I think
well,
he and or his wife
contact
have
him
some
and
health problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think it's his wife.
That'll do.
Yeah.
I could contact him and explain.
Mental health problems.
If you need somebody to take care of the nitty-gritty stuff here, I'll
be happy to do it. Just
give me the okay.
And, you know,
I'll take care of phone calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you'll be so busy.
Yeah, Mike.
You'll be so busy with the BRLC newsletter.
See, that's a lot of what this organization is running up against. That people are
doing multiple
tasks.
It's the old 80-20 rule.
Yeah,
80% of the work is done by 20% of the people.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. Yeah, and that's what that lady, the speaker, the last speaker, she was very, very good, and that's what she was saying. Us old folks.
Well,
want to retire.
That's right.
Well, if it's all right with the committee, I will start the table.
I know, I'm not really part of the committee, but then I don't really have much to offer because I don't
really
use technology.
Well, see, that's my problem, too. I don't know the technology.
And I'm not quite there yet, but the other thing that I have is
it's
cognitive.
Well, I think that's human.
Yeah.
I think that's all.
Yeah.
That's only human. I'd like things really simple too.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is because
not that way.
Baby,
do you feel that you have a cognitive impairment, Susan?
In certain areas, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, both Susan and Donna, and now we found out David, are all rubella babies.
Yeah, but we're high functioning.
Albert Thompson says that Susan and Donna are his two highest functioning of the group that he dealt with.
You know, it wasn't really until I got to college that I knew anything at all about this. I was treated like a normal kid.
Well, a lot of the rubella babies are profoundly deaf and blind and seriously retarded.
That's correct.
That's
I know about that.
We're very fortunate.
My profession. I graduated from school as a recreation therapist with special emphasis in special education. And it wasn't until I started doing that.
So you found out about yourself.
Until I started finding out about myself.
Yeah.
I suppose the rubella probably played some role in my adolescence and going through college, going through high school. But, you know, I look back on it and most of the kids I knew had issues with school. So I didn't...
Well, sure.
But I didn't look at it like there was an intellectual issue, okay? I mean, yeah, I had trouble with math. I had trouble. But I also excelled in biology and chemistry. And I couldn't... You know, I had math issues, but I was able to do well enough in chemistry to get... B's and C's. I was extremely. I did very well in history. I took AP history. Did all that stuff. So, it wasn't until like you say, Roger, I didn't get to college and I looked at the literature and I went, oh, really?
But we're realizing now. I mean, the developmental disabilities world nowadays basically considers retardation to be an old-fashioned concept.
Right. They're calling it something.
They don't want to use the term.
No nomenclatures now.
Well, developmentally disabled is a little broader.
Right.
Because it includes autism, cerebral palsy, and seizure disorders.
And now there's a whole plethora of those issues now that are.
But I think they're beginning to find out that intellectual disorders can be specific, not just you're dumb.
Right.
They can be. There are certain things that you can do and certain things you can't do.
Right.
Well, I see in school, in grammar school, I was lucky if I got C's and D's. But I went to a parochial school.
Yeah,
and the principal told my mom not to worry about it because it was my vision that was keeping me back. Although I don't believe that because...
I think that's
because,
a lot
see,
of what happened.
But you weren't getting any services.
Right.
Exactly. We're getting no services at all.
You were not getting any accommodation in your visual impairment.
But I did poorly in math and poorly in other things. But believe it or not, I'm treasurer of CCCLV, although sometimes I have to have Bernice help me. And I call Rose for spelling because I can't spell worth beans, you know. But I can function. I can, you know.
Well, you have the skill of being careful, of being attentive.
That's what my boss used to tell me all the time.
Yeah.
You're very well detailed.
But part of it was our people who are just a personality. Like for me, I excelled in, once I got my nursery, I began to pick up my numbers and things like that. I had a terrific. Remember, you asked me a certain day. And what day let's say if you had a birthday. I could tell you at that age, I could tell you what day that was going to fall.
Oh, wow.
Because one of the things that I remember doing is I would study the calendar, and then I would memorize, but some of it I would just, pick up from
Well, do you know who, you know who else that we know can do that? Carol Ann Owens.
Yes, she does do that.
But it wasn't until later.
And almost anyone who knows her would say that she's intellectually challenged.
She isn't, yeah.
But it wasn't until later that because of the rubella, now there are issues with hearing loss.
Yep.
And so that's
part of it.
That's what this is.
That's part of it.
It's part of it. We're learning more and more and more about rubella now as we go.
There are other issues besides just hearing and the sight. And the heart.
Right.
So after your surgery, all of a sudden your brain was getting enough blood, huh, Susan? Is that,
well, that may have been the case. Yeah. You know, that may have been...
Well, I know that before the injection, I was just thinking it was more baby. Because when I was 13
months old, I only weighed 12 pounds. You still only weigh 12 pounds,
yeah,
don't you?
Tiny.
And then when I got the
heart surgery,
I began to
start to thrive.
I went to beyond the age of 5, and they also told me that I would be
completely well. Well, my aunt tried to tell my parents.
But you were what they call failure to thrive, right?
Well, because she was a nurse.
Failure to thrive.
No, there's a syndrome called failure to thrive.
Yeah.
As when babies don't gain weight and stuff.
Right. Now, of course, you know what the new rulings are, right? You've heard the new rulings. If there's a newborn that has arrived into the world, no blankets, no bottles, no nothing in the crib.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to get rid of SIDS.
They're trying to what?
They're trying to get rid of sudden death syndrome.
So no bottles, so no babies, no pillows, no toys, nothing in the crib. Nothing. No clothes, nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing at all.
No blanket?
No blanket. Nothing at all.
Well, the kid's going to freeze to death.
No, because the room will be, obviously the room will be warm enough, but they don't want anything that will cause that infant to pass away inadvertently because they got smothered by the pillow or the blanket or...
They also don't suggest that you put a child on his stomach.
Right.
They adopted a little baby, and they put it down for the nap, and they went to wake it up, ready to sleep.
Yep.
This is back.
Anyway, so what are we going to do here? Mike is going to, you're going to talk to David? Mike?
Yes, I'll talk to him and tell him that if he wants me to take over the nitty-gritty working of the committee in terms of when we'll meet, how and where, I will do it.
Did we ever get any kind of a confirmation as to, in terms of a grant person?
The grant person, John Ross.
Okay.
John Ross, he has been talking to John Ross.
Okay.
Lions Club, and he's in San Bernardino, somewhere like that. There's been no response from him at all.
I think they were asking someone else, too.
And the last meeting, I suggested, I think I suggested, it was me, did that. That we break it up into at least two parts.
Yeah, different steps.
Different steps, so that our finances will be, financing something that's workable will be cost less money.
Yeah.
And I sent David three systems.
I saw the affordable, more affordable system or something.
And so that's kind of where that stands. I think the three systems were something like $1,500 for the first one, which I learned today. I will try this sit down with this receiver is not a practical system.
It's not a what?
Not practical.
It's not practical.
No.
Because the system, the receiver does not seem to work very well with the T27 transmitter that CCB uses. I'm going to investigate it further before I say, without a doubt, it's not practical. But it doesn't look at the moment that it's practical. So that leaves the second system. The first system revolves around, we'll use CCB's transmitter and get the 16 receivers we would like. So that means in the general session, 16 people can be on. That's what we wanted. So 16.
And then add to the transmitters as we can.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
And then add to the number of transmitters as we can.
That's right. The second system gets two transmitters and eight receivers. Sure, it means we'll have a transmitter for the general session. We'll have to fight over it. What the other transmitter would be used for? It might be. Somebody might say, the one for the membership breakfast. And there'll be eight receivers, so that's half of the number we would like to accommodate. It would also include that groups, a couple of groups that we would like to use members. Things of that nature. But it's still $3,500.
Do they know? Does CCB have a count of how many people actually are using the devices that we like? What I know it's Roger, myself. You use it, Mike, right?
I use it, but I use my own receiver.
Well, okay.
So that is
okay. So that doesn't count.
I would say CCB has five receivers.
I wonder how many.
They use them all. They have five receivers. Whether they actually use them all, I don't know about the details.
Maybe I should go out for them.
But I think that we decided somewhere near the beginning of this that the number of people who would be having hearing difficulties would increase. So it would behoove us to try to set up a rather high number of people who could be accommodated. So that's why, that's how the 16 came up. Of course, it might be more practical to put it down to 8.
I would think, I mean, if Roger and myself are the only two at 5, is it practical to go to 16 and spend all that money?
It costs a lot of money. There's a lot of sense to what you're saying.
What did the board vote last time? They voted to set aside money.
No, that was for upgrades to the sound system,
right.
other than ours.
One thing you can say, receivers are the cheapest part. Pretty much the cheapest part of the system's buy, and they can be easily bought. So you could say, well, let's just buy four. And get more as their need.
Right.
And we do that with nothing.
Well, one thing we need to do is find out why the receivers don't work well with the transmitter that we have.
I think I'm going to work on that. See if I can learn.
Then I guess I'm torn a little bit between buying 16 receivers and buying 8 receivers and, what is it, 8 receivers and one more transmitter?
If I can find out why the receivers don't work properly with the system transfer, that leaves the system. We believe, in eight systems, eight receivers, that the per system is less than $1,000.
Okay, my question is, because I don't know anything about technology, if we buy a new transmitter, is that going to affect the mics that CCB has and the speakers?
It shouldn't, because the transmitter is just connected to the existing.
See, I don't know what even the transmitter does.
No.
What does it do? Transmit the voice? Is that what it does?
Does the hotel mic have its own system?
Some listening devices?
Yeah. I guess what I'm asking is,
I've never heard of such.
Is this hotel or are any hotels looped with a sound system? For people who are hearing.
I don't think so.
That would be something
to help
out. But we have to pay for it, and that's why we have our own system, because we don't have. They didn't want to pay for it, right?
The only place I've ever found a loop was in a church.
Okay.
I kind of wonder, with technology now, I wonder how commercial sites if they're I'd like that. I know now in Europe that somebody has come up with a looping system that's supposed to be very, very simple and very extremely good. Very, very good.
So, I was really surprised. I was at this church at a concert. I just happened to turn my hearing aids to telecoil, and there was stuff going on.
I don't have a telecoil. I have a screamer. I have hearing aids, but I don't have a telecoil.
What?
Where was this you heard that?
It was at the First Congregational Church in Palo Alto.
I see.
A concert.
Yeah, I think at the moment that's an exception. I don't think when we quit house, it's part of the parameters that the hotel sends bids to the convention committee to select, to help them select the hotel they want to use. And one of the parameters could be equipment for. Decided to put that in the package. Do you have equipment for hearing aids? And there are people, yes or no?
That's one of the questions.
Well, apparently we don't even use the hotel's equipment.
No, we don't. Well, of course not, because we have our own.
We assume they don't.
We got our own because the hotel's wasn't satisfactory or cost too much. I'm not sure which. Or both. So the transmitter is the device that takes the signal, takes a radio signal, or takes an audio information and speech. Transmits it and turns it into radio frequency radiation, transmits it so that the receiver can receive it.
And the receiver is the loop or the
the receiver is actually the receiver is the little box.
Oh, okay.
That turns it back into audio.
And where you would connect your
phone. Then you have to connect earphones or a network or something to receive the up to get the audio. Now this microphone has a transmitter in it to transmit what I say into the mic to a receiver that's part of the speaker system.
All of it.
And it sends it out to speakers.
All of it. is to my left. It's my favorite. Where's all of it? I don't know what this is. Whether it's analog or whether it's
digital. It's analog.
It is analog. So it converts the waves to waves.
Well, it's like converting a frequency range.
Yeah.
It converts the audio frequencies, a spectrum into the radio frequency spectrum, so it can be propagated to the balance of places. And the receiver converts the radio frequency spectrum back to audio.
So some places, for example, City Hall in Mountain View, the transmitter that's connected to the city council chamber's PA system is not an FM transmitter, it's an infrared. So it sends it out in light. The red light, which is what I can see. Red end and stuff. That means that you actually have to be in line of sight. Can't do anything that blocks light.
No, that's the way the theater is.
That's the way the theater
is. A lot of them do, yeah.
Yeah.
But the audio description, like FM, that's FM radio. Yeah.
But so, see, I use the hearing aid, that's part of there. I used to use the hearing aid thing. I had to make sure that the device was turned away from me, not towards my body, because if it was turned towards my body, it wouldn't do it.
There's no reflectance around it.
Yes.
Although I remember the TV remote, yeah, that uses infrared. If I aimed at the king's body, and bounced it off king, it would almost certainly work.
Really?
Yeah. It worked better than aiming it right at the box.
You can bounce it off white walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, your TV, the remote control, your TV set, sends out a flashing signal with the red light to tell the TV what it wants you to do. Somebody told me that to test the red. But they say that if you point it into the camera on a cell phone, you can see it.
I have to check that out.
I wonder what it looks like.
Does it look like flashing red?
Yeah, I think it's just red. It's flashing red.
Well, there's a little red button that lights up for me.
No, he's talking about the directly to the TV to
affect the change.
But I think, you know, there's always an argument about what kind of propagation system you want to use with these wireless hearings, FM or wireless. FM or infrared.
Well, if you're a city council or a court, or something like that, there's an argument for using infrared because you don't want it to be able to go outside the room.
You don't want it to get over the. And that is one of the nice things about infrared.
During an executive session, you want people out involved in the room.
Right. Quiet.
But infrared often takes more installation, because if you want to do it right, you have a panel that radiates the light, but sometimes you want to set up reflectors, other panels that are called reflectors, that will reflect the light back, so some areas where the first panel can't reach, the reflectors can reach. And so that's the whole idea, is getting good coverage of it. And that you don't have that problem with the FM systems, but in the FM systems, you're quite dependent on what the environment, what the surrounding environment, the radio frequency environment is like. If there's a lot of noise in the band you're transmitting on, the range is going to be limited by that noise. There are difficulties. If the technician who's installing the system puts the transmitter on the floor, the radiation, the range can be very limited. Because the transmitter's on the floor, if you really want to get a good range, the transmitter has to be as high. The transmitter's antenna has to be high. So it has to be good.
At least it has to be up high enough so it's going to be blocked. It'll be restricted.
But I think we figured the systems we're talking about, infrared is probably not the way to go.
No.
It takes too much effort.
And too expensive, probably.
No, yes, yes.
We're having enough trouble doing what we're doing.
I can talk to David about taking over the things like getting a meeting together, checking out people's schedules, and so on and so forth. And I'll remember about that fourth member.
Well, it's like every day of the week. Fridays are usually good. Mondays are, both Mondays are good except for fourth Monday. Wednesday, most Wednesdays is the evening of good. Is that? Yeah. No, except for the third Wednesday.
Well, the first is out for Mike.
Huh?
That's when we have our
third.
So that's hard. So it sounds like the fourth.
Of course, we could be changing that when we get our new officers, too.
Yeah.
It sounds like the fourth weekend. The fourth week is not a good weekend.
Well, that's the... On Wednesdays, it's the third Wednesday and the fourth Monday.
Yeah.
I volunteer at the in Santa Clara at the bingo hall.
Yeah, okay.
And I hate to, because then I got to arrange that somebody else at my place. And I've done it so many times now that, you know, I kind of feel
sad. I'll have to write it down.
Well, just call me and tell me when the choices are and, you know, we'll see what it goes.
So does anybody else here have a day, days for Sunday?
Yeah, just give us some choices, Mike.
Well, Sundays are out for me.
Just give us choices.
Even weekends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to necessarily.
Some of my committees are doing same day every
day. That helps. That helps if you know it's going to be a certain
day. And there's some that if there's 5 weeks, if there's, you know, a fifth one, there's usually not anything going on.
Do you give them every month? Maybe every other month?
I think at the moment every other month should be adequate. Do you agree with that idea, Roger?
Every other month is good every month.
I don't know. If we were working every other, we probably would need to be every other.
You could probably use more, make more use of email in terms of. If I have a project I'm responsible for, I can report on it, say, likewise. You know, if somebody else has a project, they can report on it. Because
I guess he works, so. Yeah. Which, any,
you know,
some,
if, you know, he could have it in the afternoon.
So
what
you're saying is any Tuesdays? No
Tuesdays at all. Because I'm taking the
store. Okay, how about you, Susan?
Sundays are out. That's one thing I can tell you.
Are you saying Sundays?
Yes, Sundays are out. And then of course now since I don't know right now, Silicon Valley Council of Blind has their meetings on Wednesday, but that could change. And then lately we've been having something on Thursday, so. And sometimes Wednesdays are bad because a lot of times we have Lenten soup suppers, Advent soup suppers. You know, we got a series.
That's why he needs to pull one.
Yeah.
We need to try and set up a...
So what we're talking about here is absolutely no. So for Susan, Sundays absolutely no.
Yeah.
Sundays.
How about you, Roger? Do you want me to write anything down about you?
Well, I have Thunder Board meeting on the third Thunder Board meeting.
I can't understand. I did not understand.
The third Monday of every month, I'm busy with my condo board meeting.
That's Monday?
The third Monday of each month.
Okay, that's good.
And lately, the Independent Living Center's board has been meeting the last Wednesday, but only every 2 weeks.
How about you, David? You want to give us a day, which is up?
No, you know, I'm not really choosing, Mike. Just call me. Call me up and say, these are the days that we've got. This is, I'm pretty flexible.
Okay. All right. Done. So I've got those written and saved.
It's almost 5:30, guys.
Yeah, it is.
And the dinner is at 6.
That's when they have the...
the attitude.
Yeah, attitude judgment.
I have never been... In one of those days, all the noise makes me shudder.
Yeah, I don't come down until it's fairly close to 7.
Yeah, same here.
So I think they're working with you.
Well,
right, I'm sitting at the red table. So
if nobody minds, Rolo and I have to go.
Yeah,
Well, I hope everything comes out all right.
He's looking at me like, when are you going to feed me, Dad?
Yeah.
When are you going to feed me? He gets fed first.
That's good.
He gets fed first. It's like a little kid.
Yep. All right.
So are we done?
We're done. I think so, aren't we? Love it.
I think so.
All right, I'll see you guys next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put these mics over by the
okay.
Oh. Oh, I guess you need to turn them off so I can figure out how to do it. That says on. I pushed it down. That says. Well, this one I don't have.